Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dave Collins. Batting second. The third baseman, Rob Picciolo. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Davis. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dusty Baker. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Don Sutton. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law bunts in front of the plate. Tettleton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Davis reaches second base with a double. Picciolo moves to third. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball towards center. Boston catches it and throws home to Hill, who throws to third to double up Davis. Picciolo tags and scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gamble moves to second. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hill scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Gamble moves to third. Two outs. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston takes first base on ball 4. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baker scoops it up and throws to first, with Sutton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a pop-up towards third. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Griffin reaches second base with a double. Hill moves to third. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Picciolo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Picciolo reaches second base with a double. Hill scores. Griffin scores. Collins goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Athletics. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz misplays the ball. That's an error on Cruz. Picciolo scores. Davis moves to second. It's 5-0, Athletics. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Athletics. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker strikes out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Picciolo hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boston. The throw from Tettleton and he is out, Griffin applying the tag. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cruz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gielen hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Law steals second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Law moves to third. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hill takes first base on ball 4. Tettleton moves to second. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tettleton scores. Hill moves to second. It's 8-0, Athletics. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. Hill moves to third. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards first. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Stanton now pitching. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Boston hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Law hits a line drive towards first. Baker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Heath reaches second base with a double. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton strikes out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hill hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Heath scores. It's 9-0, Athletics. Mike Gallego pinch hits for Alfredo Griffin. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego takes first base on ball 4. Hill moves to second. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. Hill moves to third. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hill scores. Collins moves to second. It's 10-0, Athletics. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Gallego now playing shortstop. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.